dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Good Saturday morning to Bevington, X-Line, Melcher, Dallas, and all of Southern Iowa. Your current temperature is around 29 degrees, with mostly sunny skies for your day, with a daytime high of 48. This will bring you to the overnight with mostly cloudy skies, with your overnight low around 38, bringing you to a partly sunny Sunday with a high of 57. Have a good weekend.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Hey, yes, indeed. We have crash landed once again here on the north side of the chilly Albia Square. Looking out at... You know, I've been stuck in this man cave called my office, coming in before the sun comes up and leaving after it's long gone down, Jacob. I've heard rumors that this round glowing ball exists that dons our skies, but I have not seen it for a while, so it is nice to see the sun out, and it's actually going to be reasonably warm today, but it's still very chilly.
Yeah, it's still pretty early in the day, but...
You're coming in hot and loud. You sound great.
Thank you.
You sound good.
Thank you.
You sound real good. Thanksgiving is knocking on the door, buddy. What's the plan?
So on Thursdays, we usually go down to my grandparents down in Centerville, and always a fun time down there. Everyone kind of brings their own thing. You know, my mom makes spinach balls. They're amazing.
Oh, you've talked about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is a really good cook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could pull any strings and maybe, you know, I don't know, help a guy out?
Oh, we'll see.
Spinach balls. You know, nothing really sounds good about spinach balls. But, you know, you said your mom makes it, so it's like, it's got to be good.
Yeah, I was going to say, they...
You seem excited about spinach balls. I don't know if anybody I've ever looked at in my entire life and looked at them and have them explain spinach balls like they were staring into the eyes of a lover. It got weird this morning talking about spinach balls.
Yeah, and I usually don't eat a lot of vegetables, but I'll tell you what, spinach balls are good.
So I got to ask the question that everyone right now is thinking, but doesn't want to ask the question because they think it's going to be a really silly question. But what is in spinach balls?
I don't know all the ingredients. I have to ask my mom.
You know, every one of us right now, and those who now have probably lost many, many, many brain cells by hearing this absolute disaster of a broadcast, they too were thinking, what is in a spinach ball? Well, they know that spinach has got to be a part of the spinach ball. There's got to be something more to the spinach ball because you were smiling way, way too much when you explained the spinach balls.
I know there's onion in it, and those are the only two ingredients that I know of. I'm sure.
You had me at spinach and onions.
I'm sure my mom is listening.
I gave that boy much more in life than that. His big moment to shine on the radio, and he sells me out. Not explaining my spinach balls. Well, sounds great.
Yes, sir.
Sounds real good. Do you bring anything to the table besides an appetite?
Just myself.
Well, you know, that for your mom who absolutely loves to make you happy. You've come to realize you're a mama's boy, haven't you?
Don't tell my brother that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, we know he's a mama's boy too, but yeah. So, well, good for you and your spinach balls. And I, mom, if you could help the guy out, I've got to at least try them, mm-hmm, right?
For sure.
You think she could? You know, she is really sweet and kind, so mm-hmm. I'm sure she'll come through for me because I know she's listening to you because you have a listening audience. I'm excited because I get to see my family. Maybe with all the stress of the season that I'm in right now, I'll just be able to sit and enjoy and. Do you have turkey or do you have ham? Yes.
We usually have turkey. I think we're going to have both this year, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you're going to indulge and overindulge mm-hmm. as a way of saying thank you, you know it's pretty crazy when you think about Thanksgiving. We're going to say thank you by overdoing everything.
Yeah.
And then eat your turkey and take a nap. And we watch football. Do you watch the football?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Well, we're going to take your man card and grab it right now, mister. You don't even know what is in a spinach ball, and you cannot tell me you're going to watch football. Things have went off the rail, folks, like they normally do here at the Coach's Corner. But, hey, you know, this morning we're going to meet the new head wrestling coach of the Albia Blue Demons. He's in the studio and looking at his smiling face. And he didn't have the same smile when you said spinach. I was looking over at him, and he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I think I might just tap out right now and leave because this has gotten real weird. A guy that likes spinach ball, and the guy's going to talk about liking spinach balls. Crazy. But we're going to talk wrestling. It's here. You know, and we're going to talk some ladies wrestling. Coach Helm's going to join us. They are in action this morning, and we'll interrupt him. He'll probably be sitting in the corner right now shouting out instructions to one of the ladies, and we'll buzz in and interrupt that wrestling with some wrestling broadcast. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Then we're going to talk some basketball because, you know, the season has changed. Yes, indeed, that sun is coming up way too late and going down way too early, and the temperatures are dropping way too fast. I'm hoping we can hang on a couple of days because I've still got a little work to do around the house. Well, not a little. A lot of work to do. I got to get some insulation in. All right, buddy. Are you ready to go?
I think so.
All right, buckle them up, folks. You're on the ride that is the Coach's Corner. When we come back, we're going to meet the new wrestling coach. And I don't know. I don't know if that was a surprised look of spinach like I had in my eyes or if it's like, oh, my. We'll find out when we come back. Back to the Fast Hour on the radio. Buckle up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. While supplies last, Sugardale bacon, 16-ounce packages, thick or regular, $3.29 per pound. Sugardale or Cook's bone-in ham portions, just $1.99 per pound. Check out their ham and turkey selections and call in your special orders for ham balls, prime rib, or boneless loin. 641-932-5801.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Oh, that wrestling theme song that gets us going on a February. You know, you cannot get to February as a wrestler unless you put the hard work in the middle of July, right? And from the sounds of things, we've kind of got some of that going on, as we have. That's been the tradition, and yet the tradition is the relay that is tradition has been handed off to a new coach, Coach Zach Owens. Coach, welcome aboard. It is great to have you in. You're new to this position, but not new to the program. We've been watching you work with Coach Wenger and the kids. But welcome aboard, and our first chance to really actually get to know you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I've heard a lot about Coach Wenger talking about coming in here and telling stories and stuff, and so I'm excited to have my turn.
Telling stories. Now, before we get to you and the depths of you, and then we'll talk about the team, you heard the conversation about spinach balls.
Yeah.
You looked a little perplexed like I did when he was smiling about it.
Yeah, I'm not a big spinach guy. I know wrestlers are supposed to all be eating healthy and stuff, but that wasn't on my
spinach. So, no, it was almost anti-healthy.
More spinach talk than I've probably ever had, so... great way to start the day.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about you, your family, where you're from, and how you ended up coaching here.
Yeah, so I'm from Ankeny, Iowa. Basically spent my whole life growing up there. Went to Ankeny High as a freshman, and they split into the two schools.
Yeah, you got to see all that growth. Yeah,
got to see that whole transition, and so I went to Centennial for my 3 years there, wrestled 3 years varsity at Centennial, and then... You know, I got my mom, Ann, and my dad, Tom. They're actually probably listening right now, I think.
Hey, mom and dad, how you doing?
I'll
bet she knows about spinach balls.
Probably. She likes to cook, so I'm sure she's probably cooked them herself at some point. But, they're actually listening. I think my sister's in Omaha.
Wow.
And my sister, Madison, and I have a little brother, Eric. And so big wrestling family. My dad founded Intermat, which is one of the mainstream wrestling sites, and so we've always been around wrestling a lot. Brother wrestled Iowa State. I wrestled a little bit at Iowa State Club. My sister was a wrestling manager, and so we've been around it quite a bit.
Well, it's pretty exciting, to have that pedigree and have that love for wrestling. You become a family. I mean, and it mm-hmm. becomes an addiction because it becomes like a way of life, and you've lived it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something where, I mean, you put countless hours into it,
right.
And there's a lot in return. And, I mean, whether it's managing weight, being in the weight room, practice, the grind of a season, it is a really tough thing to do, and there's pride in being able to do it, and I spent most of my 26 years around it, and it's a big part of my life, and there's a lot that it teaches you, discipline and respect, as well as just how to it's an individual sport, but being on a team, it's an interesting aspect, because even though you individually control what you can control, there's a big team aspect to it, and that's one thing I love about Albia, is we're a very together team, and it really helps things go along.
So one of the things I think is really important for a coach to be able to explain and to know is why they coach.
Yeah.
So, if you were to, I'm sure you've had this conversation. Yeah. I'm sure with mom and dad because that's their pedigree. So why do you
I'd
coach?
Say I wanted to coach probably since I started, just about got into at least junior high wrestling, if not earlier. My dad coached a lot. He actually, before I even probably knew where what Twin Cedars was, but he coached at Twin Cedars.
Oh, did okay.
For a little bit. I
didn't know that.
Back in the 90s, and he eventually made his way to Ankeny. But so it's been in the family, and but yeah, I knew I wanted to coach for a while. I mean, I'm a teacher, and my favorite thing and the reason I teach is I like to, when people learn something new, and right. the reaction that they can have. And it's the same thing with sports. When they make that, they have that aha moment and they figure out a move or have that overcome an opponent that they haven't been able to beat, that growth right. is something that I love to see.
Talk about your team this year. You got five seniors. First of all, you come into the program. Let's not jump to there yet. Let's talk about you're replacing a legendary coach. You know, that's not an easy task for any foot, but yet a young coach with their first experience as head coach.
So it's been a big part of that transition, is having a coach that set up that legacy, and he built the MAC that we practice at, and he's built up this program to something where it's come to be respected by not just this part of the state, but the whole state. And people know when Albie walks in the gym, that's going to be a tough day. And he's built that, and he's been a huge resource for me. My first few years teaching, kind of watching what he does and seeing, what it means to be a head coach. And he kind of does everything the right way. And the amount of time that he puts into the program has got it to where it's at today. And it's really important to me that I can continue that legacy and that way of doing things, and making sure that program continues to grow like he started, and to continue growing, and also adding my own touch to it is also important. But he's a good resource. He's right across the hallway from me, and he's still got his volunteer's license because he doesn't want to quite go away. He's driving buses a lot. He's helping out with junior high stuff every now and then. If we're all busy, he'll help cover stuff. But he's been a great resource.
All right, now we'll talk about this team. I'm excited because you got some guys returning that I think obviously can bring some leadership. You need seniors. Seniors really can they got to lead the way.
Yep. Our senior group is an interesting group. It's been a small group, but it grew a little bit this year from last year with a couple new guys. But we got our returning qualifiers, Connor Pickerel, who. It was a miracle. He had a pretty bad injury that last home football game, and it was looking pretty bad. But it ended up not being as bad as we were thinking, and he'll be able to join the team here in a few weeks. He's already been in the room and doing some shadow stuff, and so he's making great progress with that. He's real close to placing, and as well as Carter Folker, it's another returning qualifier. They're both real close to placing, and. This year for them, those two is just making the improvements to get over that hump and placing and releasing high. They have pretty high goals, and we're going to do everything that we can to help them. And they've been putting the work, I believe, Connor. Like I said, I can't do a ton yet, but he's going to be getting there. And Carter's been in the off season a lot this last few months and really pushing for that senior year grind. And then we also got Nate Ballard. Has been a multi-year varsity guy for us, and he's the amount of improvement in him from his freshman year to now, especially with his work ethic and how hard he's working, is a lot. He's really trying to put forward his best effort this year, and trying to step up into that leadership role. We lost a lot of seniors last year, a lot of leaders, including his brother, guys like Lance Helm, Carter Kamrick, a lot of leaders, and. This year, we're trying to find that next leader. He's done a good job trying to step it up to that. And then we have a couple seniors that haven't been around the sport the last couple of years, but have wrestled in the past. And that one's Nathan Kaufman. He wrestled a bit for us his freshman year. He hasn't wrestled a full season for a little bit. It's been off and on for him, but he's back, and he's looking in pretty well shape, and hoping that might be able to contribute a bit for us. And then also Justice Sams is a heavyweight that we got out recently. He'd wrestled in the past a bit, hasn't wrestled in a couple of years. He's a big weight room guy. He's about full 270. Gonna be a pretty interesting how he goes for a heavyweight. It's been a couple of years, but he's a real strong kid. He had his first practice yesterday. It was a tough practice, and he was there the entire way. I mean, even for a big guy, it can be hard. It's in that hot room and those tough practices. We did a decent bit of cardio and conditioning stuff and healing in there with all of them. And I'm excited to have them along the way too. So those five seniors, I mean, they're going to be key parts for us, especially with as young as the team we are, kind of having to lead the way for those underclassmen.
Did get the district layouts yesterday. I think I got that. Going to be at Centerville.
Yep.
And, you know, you expect good competition, right?
Right.
Man, it looks like a really heavy.
It's an interesting,
loaded district.
It's an interesting district. Since I've been here, it's been kind of a rotation of the same two groups of teams for districts.
Yeah.
But this year is kind of a mix of both those groups. And it's nice it's at Centerville. It was looking like either that or Williamsburg for us, and we're lucky to stay, I think, at Centerville, not a long drive. And the big team there is Notre Dame. They're a perennial top 10 team, and they've got a lot of really, really solid wrestlers, especially around the waist where we have solid wrestlers, so there's going to be a lot of good matchups there. Creston's there, and that's one we haven't seen in a district since I've been here, and they have a really, really strong history. They have a lot of kids that go out and buy into the program, and so that's another team that we're going to look forward to. We will see them at Ottumwa a little bit, so most of the teams in a district we'll see at some point, which is the best part, and then you can kind of get an idea where you're at. But we always go on to districts with the mindset of qualifying 14 spots,
yep.
And that's not going to change.
Coach, man, it's exciting to have you here. A young guy, the wrestling pedigree. It sounds like you got a really solid family, and the family's important. I think that carries over into what you do as a coach and how you see things. And what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, it's going to be interesting. We have our body fat testing next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the day before. We have our body fat testing, and then we like doing that right at that last second. And
yep.
Then that's about the last day you can do it. And then they can go around Thanksgiving and kind of replenish themselves, and hopefully not too much, but they can at least enjoy themselves a little bit, because then we don't compete until the following Saturday. So probably I'm thinking kind of split. I could either go up to Ankeny with my family, and then I'll have to come back Friday we have practice, and then we'll set up our youth tournaments.
Yep.
That following Saturday is a big part for us. So, but I also, I have family and friends around Albia as well that I could spend time with. So I'm still kind of deciding. I'm kind of leaning towards staying here.
Are you guys a traditional family Thanksgiving?
My family's usually hosted. It's changed now. It's one of my relatives, but we have a lot of people show up, and it's the turkey, ham, no Spanish balls, but there's plenty of odds and ends to it. We're very Norwegian-based, so there's a lot of Norwegian delicacies that I haven't fully gotten into, but not, it's a good traditional family Thanksgiving.
Well, buddy, really good to finally get to sit down and just actually get to visit with you a little bit. We're going to be doing a lot of time together.
Yep.
All right, this is going to be fun stuff, getting you back in here. And keeping a tradition, we've got a Nebraska listening audience. Coach Swinger had family over in Nebraska as well. So your sister's over there in Omaha, is that right?
Yeah, she's in Omaha. She's a teacher as well.
Oh, good stuff.
Her and her husband are moved out there, and they're doing a good job out there, but not. We've gone to Nebraska camp, and I know Wanger's big in Nebraska, but
well,
I'm a Cyclone. And
wait a second,
it's
oh man,
not, I know
the red is just killing me.
I'm a Cyclone, and I've starting to recover my feelings towards Nebraska a little bit. Since it's been a while since we've had to worry about Nebraska, so I've gone to camp there. I do have a couple Nebraska shirts.
Well.
But, no Hawkeye stuff.
Well, the Coach Dresser's got things going. I mean, he's really, he's really come on here.
It's a big goal today.
Big one. What do you think?
I don't know. It's tough. Iowa's looking really good. They got those transfers, and Iowa State's got some guys that are a little dinged up, but it's going to be a really good duel.
Well, I think we're going to have a really good season. I can't wait, Coach, and it's going to be fun to get to know you a little better and have some fun along the way and get to some wrestling.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
This hey, that is the outstanding young new head coach. How about that? He didn't know about Spanish balls either, though, Jacob Briggs. Jacob's like, you're going to have to figure out what's in the ingredients. Mom's going to have to tell us so we can let the smartest listening audience in all of America. By the way, on my phone, I can't believe it's not blowing up. Of course, I don't have my broadcast phone here. Otherwise, it probably is with people who have already figured out what's in the Spanish balls. All right, Zach, you go have a great rest of your week. And they're fast and furious, and you got a very... narrow window of free time.
Yeah.
All right. That's a hard working. Zach Owens, the brand new head coach of the Albia Wrestling Program. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Coach Katie Dyke. Going to join us on the fastest hour. That is the Coach's Corner. Don't even think about it. Don't get that spinach ball grease on your hands. Is there grease on spinach balls? I don't know. Are they cooking? We don't know. We don't know. But we know we will be back after this timeout.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative. Just a reminder, our office will be closed on Thursday, November 28th and Friday, November 29th, so our team can enjoy the holiday with loved ones. But don't worry, we'll be back on Monday, December 2nd, ready to serve you. And remember, our phones are always answered 24/7 for any emergencies. Wishing you and your family a Thanksgiving filled with gratitude and joy.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
It's Black Friday savings all month long at Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. Right now, get a free winterization inspection with any oil change. Or need an alignment? Complete a four-wheel alignment and we'll throw in the oil change for free. Plus, buy four tires and we'll mount and balance them at no extra charge. And don't forget our price match guarantee. We'll match any competitor's in-store advertised price on tires. Drive safe this winter with Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. Call or stop by today. 641-774-2586.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
How about that really good interview there with Coach Zach Owens, the head coach of the Albia Wrestling Program, taking over legendary head coach Dave Winger. No easy task whatsoever, but I really like that young man. He comes from a really solid wrestling family, great pedigree, and has the right attitude, and I think he was starting to fall in love with the idea of spinach balls after we were talking off the air a little bit.
I think so, yeah.
We'll get those ingredients. I think I have them coming in. Mom sent the ingredients. We'll talk about that. But right now, we got to talk basketball. It's knocking on the door, and ladies are going to get going here shortly, and I thought we'd get Katie Dykes on once again. Coach Dykes, welcome in, Coach. Coach, let's start a conversation about seniors on this team and find out who they are and maybe get a little breakdown of some of the ladies that are going to step up this year and become stars on the basketball court.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about our senior group. The girls have really stepped up, and they're having fun and they're leading well. And so I have two seniors that have been with my team for the entire 4 years, Olivia Sheffield and Brianna Driver. And then I have one senior that moved in, but she's actually she's familiar with the community and lived here for a while, but just moved back for the year, Addie Harrington. So those three girls are, they're working hard. They're all guards, and they like to run fast, and they like to shoot. So and they pass well and are doing all the things right that I look for in leaders. So it's been really fun to have them take the helm this year.
Coach, who's going to be the lady that kind of leads this offense, the point guards and the guards? Who are those ladies that you're looking to fill those positions?
Yeah, well, we have returners in Lily DeMoss and Aaliyah Hood that really helped us with point last year. And then Addie Harrington, our senior, is going to take be a primary point guard role as well. So we've got really three good strong like point guard ball handlers, and then I've got a lot of guards that can really step up and take the ball up too. Liv, Sheffield, and Bree, I trust both to bring the ball up. You know, if we're in press, we've got several guards that can be trusted with the ball. And then I've got some kids that didn't get as much time last year, but will give us some minutes, I think, at the varsity level as juniors, and Addie Hill and Emma Kipfer. They've both, expanded their game and can both shoot the ball. And, I think Emma's really worked on her 3-point shooting and it looks really solid. And, Addie, I think, her strongest skill really is at the defensive level and then some of her speed down the court too. She's got a good eye for the ball, has made some nice steals. And then rounding out, I've got a lot of post players too. They're not going to dribble quite as much, but they contribute really heavily inside, and then they all can shoot the ball as well. So I've got my junior Ayla Green. She's just a really solid post player that's going to give us good minutes and just does everything really well. And then Claire Powers, my tall center. She's going to contribute a lot for us on the rebounds. And Claire's got a little 3-point shot as well. So it'll be interesting to see if we can't get her one or two this season with that. And then finally, Madeline Mangaloon is my last post player. And she actually plays some inside out as well. And she's just really scrappy to the boards and works really hard, has a passion for the game. So all the girls, like I said, are just really, really fun to watch this year. We're having a good time. Had a really good outing with our first two quarters in Moravia on Tuesday.
Coach, when you describe this team to everybody, what do you think this team, how would you describe, your guys' approach to the game of basketball with this team?
We want to run fast. We like the transition game. We want to press and speed the game up a little bit. And I think the girls, they've really developed court vision and an eye for getting the ball out quickly, getting, easy, fast buckets. And so that's been a really good development. And I think it's kind of come naturally with some of the guards that we have and their speed. And the way that we've been passing the ball. And then, just getting shots up, getting good high-quality shots, but going ahead not necessarily working the clock to any certain level, but just getting a good shot. And I've seen that a lot in practice as we've kind of done some stats on how quickly we're getting the shot up inside the shot clock and stuff. And it's pretty, it varies pretty well. Definitely we're on the earlier side of the shot clock, but the key there is that we're getting the right shot or a good shot up, that we have a good chance for it to fall.
I had some scrimmage moments here. Talk a little bit about what you maybe have learned during the scrimmages as well.
Girls are really scrappy and have really active hands, which I love. We get a lot of tips on the ball, especially in our press, but also even in our regular half court defense. And so that's really fun. I think we get a lot more shocked up in transition than we do necessarily in a quarter court offense. So I think that'll be probably the area that we have to work a little harder to focus in on, because sometimes when you're running so hard in transition, you forget to run an offense, and then it can make us a little sloppy in the end if we have teams that are slowing down that transition. So that was definitely one thing, and then working on our rebounding, which we've gotten a lot better after we had that scrimmage. We practiced it quite a bit and that improved a lot too, but just working on actually getting bodies in contact and securing the ball and rebounds. In the scrimmage, I mean, we just started out really strong, and I hope that we continue that. That's going to be something that I highlight, that we want to have good strong starts and then continue as, you know, as runs develop, that we continue to put pressure on teams and make it hard for them to get the ball down the court and make it hard for them to get good looks at the basket.
Well, good starts, Coach, are important, and you're going to have to get a good start. And the good news, I think, you know, for it's the first time in a long time where, you know, we're not starting conference play right out of the gate. You got Sigourney, Washington, and Fairfield ahead of you before we get to that Friday the 6th game against the Rockets. Important games here, really, for you guys to early on, not only to get some wins, but to build for the conference season.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited. I think we'll see a tough Sigourney team. We watched them play at the same Pekin scrimmage that we were at, and they look like they're pretty scrappy and tough. So I think it'll be a good first look for us. And then it's always good to get some non-conference opponents out of the way and just get through a few games before we start conference play, because obviously we want to do really well in conference and getting a first look at our team and getting to work on a couple things to be the best we can when we first start conference play is important.
Talking to head coach Katie Dykes, head coach of the Abbey Lady D's, about to get their season underway. It'll all start Tuesday against Sigourney. Coach, the conference, when you look at this conference, it's always tough. But who are the teams that would be considered the favorites going into the season?
Obviously, Eddyville is going to be top of that list. I think, you know, they came out with their ranking as number one, and so I expect them to be solid and to challenge everyone on the in conference. I think other than that, Clark and Sheraton have been solid in recent years too. I think they've lost some seniors, but I anticipate them to be a pretty tough run. And I think Centerville had a return of their former head coach, and they can always, you know, they can always scrap and be pretty solid as well. So, all of our conference, you know, top to bottom, maybe apart from Eddyville, who has kind of been the pinnacle of the conference the last couple years, I think can all compete together and are pretty strong. So I hope our goal is to be up there in the top three. I think that's possible if we continue to do what we need to do.
I agree, Coach. That is the outstanding head coach, Katie Dykes, head coach of the Abbey Ladies. Coach, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And what's on the docket for Thanksgiving for you?
Oh, just Thanksgiving dinner with my family is the main thing. I think we've got a Friendsgiving too that same day, so probably lots of food and hanging out and enjoying time and then maybe some rest. I think that's my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is, you know, a good nap midday while one of the NFL football teams is playing.
Oh, that sounded good. A good nap after some spinach balls. Is spinach ball on the menu?
I don't believe so.
Well, we're going to have to change that for all of you. The smartest listening audience in America is being introduced to spinach balls this morning. Coach, have a good one, and we'll be visiting with you soon. The season underway starting on Tuesday.
Thank you.
A quick timeout. We'll come back, and we'll catch up with Coach Darren Helm, who is coaching right now in the opening of the girls' wrestling season. And Jacob will share with us those ingredients to the spinach balls when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Stay right here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albion. While supplies last, Sugardale bacon, 16-ounce packages, thick or regular, $3.29 per pound. Sugardale or Cook's bone-in ham portions, just $1.99 per pound. Check out their ham and turkey selections and call in your special orders for ham balls, prime rib, or boneless loin. 641-932-5801.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. All right, let's jump on that old phone line and catch up with the outstanding head coach of the Lady Wrestling Program, Coach Darren Helm. Coach, a historic season a year ago, and everyone excited again for another wrestling season. And, man, I think you have another tremendous lineup. But you guys are right at it.
Yeah, we are. We're up here at the BGM. We're in Brooklyn wrestling in a 16-team tournament here. So we're going to get started here about 10 o'clock. So we're pretty excited.
All right, Coach, I know you got to get to the girls, but break down this team for us a little bit. Give us the numbers and maybe a rundown a little bit of the team.
Okay, well, we've got 11 girls out this year, plus two awesome managers, so 13 total kids. If you want me to go through weights, I can certainly do that for you. We've got Paige Popson. She's going to be wrestling 110 for us. Paige kind of went through a really tough ending to her season last year, losing that wrestleback match to get to go to the state tournament. And I'm just really, really happy with the amount of time that she's put in to getting better. I'm not sure I've seen an athlete put so much time in after a loss. So we're really excited to see what she can do. And so then at 115 pounds, we've got Serene Thompson, a senior, coming back for us. At 120 pounds, we've got Sophie Heeman, who is a sophomore. She's coming back to us after placing sixth at regionals. At 125 pounds, we've got JoJo Sears. She's a freshman, new to our program. At 130 pounds, we've got Sydney Ballard. And then we'll be open at 135, but we've got a couple hundred, we've got a couple 140 pounders. We've got, Gabby Smith, who's a senior, and we've got, at 145, we've got Aubrey Major, and we've got, Avery Castor, and then at 155 pounds, we've got Maggie McInnich, who's a sophomore. And then we've got a freshman who's new to our program, Kay Garden. She's not wrestling today, but she's new to our program. So we're really happy with the amount of girls that we've got here today and hoping to get the matches and see what we can do.
Coach, talk a little bit about today. Is some key matchups or things that you're, or competitions that you're looking forward to for today?
Well, just getting in the tournament format is great. Last Monday we were in the in a dual tournament, so, getting that dual aspect of wrestling, but just, getting on the mat, wrestling an individual tournament. We've got a 16-team tournament here. We're going to be wrestling versus some pretty good competition. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont's here, and they're tough as nails, and we're just excited to, put our foot on the line and see where we stand.
Coach, this evolution that is ladies wrestling, how are the numbers when you walk into the gym? You've seen this thing grow. Are we still seeing that exponential growth that we've seen in the past?
I think so. I mean, we've got two new teams here that weren't, I don't believe they had programs last year. Last Monday night at the dual tournament in Cardinal, there's Knoxville and Van Buren, which didn't have their own programs last year. So you're continuing to see the growth. Even some of those smaller teams that had two or three wrestlers, now they have six or seven. So, you know, you're definitely seeing the growth of the sport continue.
Well, and the numbers coming out, but I think you made a really strong point that the amount of time the girls have been putting into wrestling, and I think about our program. I don't think I'm with you. I don't think I've seen an athlete come off of a match with a loss that's committed so much effort to getting back. And I don't know, revenging that loss is the right word, but she certainly turned the switch and said, "Hey, I want to become my best." And watching Paige go at it this summer with her workouts, and then what she did in cross country, man. But I'm seeing that that commitment out of the girls. Period.
Yes. We had 10 of the 11 girls that we have wrestling. They spent an awful lot of time this summer working out, and they went with us to camp in Nebraska, which is, you know, for our boys program, it's been just instrumental in building that team cohesiveness and you know, building a strong program. But, you know, these 10 girls, they're committed all summer, and they're just committed now. So I'm super happy where we're at.
I think you're going to have a great ride, Coach. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun, and February will be here before we know it.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Well, go enjoy the day, Coach. We'll look forward to talking with you next week and talking about your guys' results from this weekend, and go have fun.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Jason.
Head Coach Darren Helm, head coach of the Abbey Lady Wrestling Program. And, man, I'm going to tell you what, folks, that... What a great addition, and to have the ladies finally get their show, and it's been a great show, and it's going to be a fantastic season, and we'll be here to bring it all to you. We'll take a timeout, come back. Coach Kevin Archer is going to join me for a conversation. We had to have it last night because they're hard at it right now because they're getting ready for their season as well. He's knocking on the door. Next week it all begins, and we'll talk with Coach Archer when we come back to the Fast Hour. That is the Coach's Corner.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
With me now is the head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. And coach, buddy, here we are, another season. Hard to believe.
Yeah, comes quick.
11 seniors, is that right?
Yes.
A huge senior class.
Yep. And, you know, a group of guys that most of those guys, you know, they've been, you know, we as a dad of one of the seniors, you know, we started that thing as soon as we could, you know, going to the Y when they were first grade or whenever that thing started up, and to think that we're here now is pretty crazy.
Coach, the makeup of this team, 11 guys that are seniors, lots of experience, but you have a lot of diversification. You can throw a lot of different looks at the opposition.
Right, and we talk about that senior group, but we're going to mix some other guys in with them. I mean, we're going to need help from another couple other classes, and it's not going to be just the seniors. But the good news is that we've got some options in the junior class and options in the sophomore class. So feel really good about what we have, especially this depth. The depth makes practice so much better. Practice is so competitive, and you know, we can go. You can split teams up and have six or seven deep on both sides and really, really get after it. So that's a really nice thing to have. You know, you don't always have that depth, and you don't always have that competition in practice, but we really do.
Talking about this conference, every year it's the same story. You're going to have competitors every Friday night, every given night, but who do you think are the teams to chase and to be chased?
Yeah, I think the first team that comes to mind is probably Knoxville.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a big school for our conference. They've got the Norris brothers are special basketball players, really talented guys. And they lost a couple guys from last year, but, you know, the core of that team, comes back. So I would be thinking that that's a team that you need to talk about. You have some teams like Eddyville and Clark that really lost a lot. But, you know, Davis County brings a bunch back. Centerville brings some really good talent back. Sheraton brings some really good talent back. So those are all teams that, you know, Sheraton loses a really nice basketball player in Mason Smith.
Yeah.
But they bring four starters back. So, you know, there's a lot of schools, us included, that bring a good chunk of their talent back and have high expectations.
So what do you feel your expectations for your team are? What are the goals that your team has for this coming season?
You know, a lot of that, you know, we've got destinations I think mm-hmm. we want to be, you know. Destinations are, you know, some champ. You know, it doesn't matter who or what our team is or what our team looks like. You know, we have the same destinations in mind. You know, we want to win conference titles and we want to go to the state tournament. You know, when you bring back the bulk of your roster, you know, I think those thoughts are a little bit more prevalent. You know, I think as far as goals go, I think you just got to keep those right in front. You know, you got to get better every single day, and that's really what we've been harping on. I think that's kind of the danger when you bring back so much talent too, is that you worry that guys think that we've got things figured out, and we don't. We don't, and it's sometimes it's hard for guys to understand that we've got to come and we've got to work and we've got to stay hungry, and you know, we can't take things for granted, and you have to approach every practice like you're not where you want to be.
Right.
And that's really been my focus this week, is just letting these guys know that, you know, it's my job to make sure that we're getting better every single practice, and it's my job to come with energy to every practice and make sure that we're prepared and make sure that we're practicing hard, because it's, you know, nothing's ever easy, and this year won't be any different.
Well, don't you think that's a part of this group of kids, though, this 11 seniors? I think about because they've been in that environment of having expectations, working hard, striving, and I think, you know, going back to you stuff that you were talking about, I think this group of kids has that expectation mentality, and that they want to keep getting better.
Yeah, I think so. And one thing that comes to mind too is that it's a group of guys that can really beat each other up.
Yeah,
and, you know what I mean.
Right, but and still keep that camaraderie,
yes,
right? Because
yes.
I think they're, and I saw that in football. You know, relationships. They can be honest with each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right, and we've had years where I've worried about teams in practice and guys going against each other and kind of team chemistry.
Right.
But this group's really good about battling, and then it's flushed by the next practice. You know, I mean, they really get after each other, and they're physical, and they're playing hard against each other. And then the very next practice, you know, it's squashed. It's not, you don't have to worry about any carryover or anything like that. It's a group of guys that'll really compete against one another. We gotta stay on track. We gotta stay focused. We can't, like I said, just can't take anything for granted. You know, the Tumble will be a good test for us next Friday, and then we open up against Washington. Washington beat us last year, and Washington's in the exact same boat we are. I think they lose one starter, so Washington's going to be a really, really tough test right out of the gate.
But I think this team's, that's probably good. You know, some years, I think that's good, and I think it also is good to have a few games under your belt before you get into conference.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And Christmas break. Christmas is unique. Yeah, you know, I think we get two full weeks off, and we get from the 20th of December till the 10th of January off, which that's really, really unique, and it really hurts your chances of a Christmas scrimmage because most teams are coming back on that third. So that's going to be a new situation, probably one that I haven't dealt with in, you know, 23 years. So, but... Yeah, I talk about the next day, and I'm talking about Christmas break already. But
we'll
you know,
be here, brother.
Yeah,
we'll be here. All right, Coach. What are the final steps here before you get the opening tip off? What are the things that you're really trying to focus on as a team?
Yeah, I think it's just understanding that little things in practice are important. You know, we got to get better at communicating, and you know, there's just so many. If you want to win close games, you have to be so fundamentally sound and
tough.
Yeah, and you can't make mental mistakes, and you can't you know, if your fundamentals aren't where they need to be, you're not going to win tight, close games there at the end. So, you know, little, just making sure that this group understands how important the little things are. And I do feel like we've practiced pretty hard, but our focus can get a little bit better too.
All right, Coach. Another great year. Can't wait. It's here we go.
Yep.
Pass them up.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to tip this thing off. All right. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative. Just a reminder, our office will be closed on Thursday, November 28th and Friday, November 29th, so our team can enjoy the holiday with loved ones. But don't worry, we'll be back on Monday, December 2nd, ready to serve you. And remember, our phones are always answered 24/7 for any emergencies. Wishing you and your family a Thanksgiving filled with gratitude and joy.
High atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
I think I can see X line from here, high above the Albia Square. That's where the spinach balls are going to be made. Is that right?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right. So we've found out. Mom has sent the recipe. What is in the spinach balls?
So there's, you know, stuffing. Put some eggs in there. Cup of butter and Parmesan cheese, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. What is the all kinds of stuff? That's the all kinds of stuff. The love.
I'm gatekeeping a little bit.
Now wait a second. You can't. This is like Colonel Sanders' secret recipe for chicken.
I would say so. I'd say it's better than that.
Well, yeah. But by this look on your face, you know, your mom's got to be pretty happy because. She's got a fan of her spinach balls.
Oh yes, it's a huge hit with the family.
All right, well I'm waiting for my chance to have that same kind of reaction.
Yeah, hey, you'll get it eventually.
All right,
she said she'll make some for me to bring to work.
She's the best. All right, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, buddy.
You too.
A lot to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
You know, I would encourage all of us. You know, our next time we have a conversation will be after Thanksgiving, and we are working on a post Thanksgiving show. We'll have something on the air for you next Saturday morning. But in the meantime. You know, it's a good time to reflect. I think we live in a lot of blessings, and
for sure.
You know, some we take for granted, to like the ability to have spinach, the spinach to actually make spinach balls, and the freedom to be on this radio, and I can say all kinds of things that might offend you, that might not make you happy, you may not want to hear, but you'll have the ability to hear it, and I'll have the ability to say it. How about that? That's something to be thankful for. How about you know, living in a small town where you see somebody at Hy-Vee? The biggest challenge going to Hy-Vee or to the grocery store, Jim and Charlie's, isn't finding what we want to eat.